crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, it is, my friends, and I am wound up. I know that our analysis of the enemy's operations is accurate. If anything, it's worse than we've broken down in the last 15 years here on air. We know history, we understand politics and human society, and we have the globalist's own admissions of what their plan is for society. Free humanity must awaken and stand against this dehumanizing force. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours on this first day of August, 2010. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're also simulcasting the radio show at prisonplanet.tv.
And the guys can give me
shot here from above. This is all new news. Normally, I'll end up having about a week piled up in front of me. This is all new. This is all articles that I've read or my crew have read. And actually, today I've read basically all of them, or at least scanned over them. And it's all admitted. All admitted.
Just everything we talk
about right out in the open. Every one of these stories is incredibly groundbreaking. Like this one, axe falls on National Health Services, London Telegraph. They are promoting socialized, government-run, eugenics healthcare and telling you how great it is. And they've got Andy Griffith out there running propaganda pieces saying you won't have your healthcare cut. It's a complete and total lie. We're going to be discussing that today. We've got Governor Rick Perry, of all people, admitting that there is a total federal government takeover of every facet of society in the country, which is true. It's bizarre seeing it from Rick Perry. He says the pending legislation represents a sad continuation of Washington's ongoing efforts to seize control over every facet of American industrial and life, efforts to continue to... I have a top Oxford bioethicist professor saying we're already drugging the water supply with some things. We need to add Prozac and Ritalin to the water. I got news for you. They're already adding chemicals. They're already adding that. The AP 2 years ago reported that more than 100 major cities in the U.S. have much higher levels of Prozac and birth control chemicals and other things in it than could naturally be there from regular sewage runoff. And I've got all these other news pieces promoting, oh, we want to put lithium and Prozac in your water. It would cut suicides. Of course, it actually increases suicides. Everything we discuss here was denied in the last decade or so, but now it's just out in the open. So I am going to attempt to cover it all today. And there's been YouTube censorship. Our video, of course, YouTube is owned by Google. Google censored our term, food, the ultimate secret. It was number one search term on Friday. It just totally disappeared completely out of the searches. It's non-searchable. It just doesn't even show up in the top million, from number one to zero. And our video got 200,000 views in one day and was on the front page of YouTube and the number one video in the news and politics. They completely removed it. There are videos on the front page of the news and politics section with 5,000 views or less. They just completely removed it. Another example. And people say, well, then why are you on YouTube? Because that's where the war is. More than half the videos in the world being watched online are being watched at YouTube. We know YouTube's the NSA. We know Google's the NSA. They want to take over the web so they can then censor it. We are going to fight on the main battlefield in the enemy's home territory. It's that simple. But that's a whole other issue. We've got illegal aliens climbing over the fences at a baseball game, waving Mexican flags, saying this is Mexico. That's coming up. We've got Ron Paul fighting back against the SEC, trying to claim they have unlimited power to steal trillions more. It's incredible. And it's all coming up after this one-minute break. I'm going to go over all the news and then start detailing it straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Alex Jones here with
question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Sunday, the first day of August 2010. Going to be live here for the next 2 hours. We do an abbreviated Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, back 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. live Central weekdays. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You have found it, the front lines of the info war, the tip of the spear as we defend this republic and free humanity against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And if you're not aware of the fact that the U.S. is being conquered and overthrown and bankrupted by offshore corporations, if you're not aware of the fact that world government that's authoritarian and unelected has openly been announced, if you're not aware of the fact that there are thousands of declassified government and corporate documents admitting your food and water is being poisoned by design, if you're not aware of the fact that we have 21st century eugenicists running our planet who want a post-industrial world and to destroy our societies, ladies and gentlemen, you need to research the facts that we're going to be covering here in the next 2 hours today. Now, of course, we're on the radio right now. We're also simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. So you'll hear me throughout the radio show say, look at this document in my hands, or look at this news article, or look at this textbook, or look at this video we're playing on screen. Everything we cover here on the TV/radio show is posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so that if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv viewer, you can go back live on air or later, or when you're listening to this a month from now on a podcast, whatever the case may be, and see it all. I created InfoWars.com 13 and a half years ago because I wanted to be able to post articles each day or legislation each day that I was going to cover on the show. But it's grown into much more than that. So we've just fused it all together with the video TV simulcast of the radio so people can see what we do live time. Including when I make a statement, I'll say, hey, guys, go ahead and search engine that. They'll do it live, putting the search term into Google or Yahoo for you so you can see us do it and you will see what we see. You know, if I say that one part per million fluoridation, it's actually a lot higher in most U.S. cities, doubles the chances of bone cancer in boys and men, you can just enter that in and pull up government documents admitting it. And, of course, we have government documents admitting they're doing it to brain damage you and to reduce your fertility and to give you cancer. And, by the way, there's some new mainstream articles out on that today. Now, no matter how crazy that sounds, that's the truth. Of course, I sounded like a kook 10 years ago when I said that bisphenol A was sterilizing men, bare minimum reducing their fertility, and causing miscarriages and increasing cancer. Well, now Fox News, AP, Reuters, the federal government, they all admit it, and four states have banned it, but only in plastic lining of baby food and baby bottles. Look, we're not making any of this up. They knew that bisphenol A, more than five decades ago, was a sterilant, did slough estrogen-mimicking chemicals, And that's why out of thousands of formulae of possible plastic compounds, they chose the one for global adoption. You're like, well, how come there's more people? Well, they've slowed the growth of the population. Africa would be well over 1 billion right now, but most African nations have seen over a 20% population reduction the last three decades. The West is dying. The West has 1.3 children for every two adults. So we're dead. The West is dead from Japan to Germany to the United States. And we have all the government documents, London Telegraph, AP, you name it, right here in my stack today, where they go, oh, yeah, the government is doing this for your own good. See, they've gone from denying all this to just slipping it out there, hiding it in plain view, thinking you're so weak-minded, you're not aware of what's happening. And the average yuppie says, well, there are too many people. Okay, so you trust a government to secretly, with industry, poison you and sterilize you. And by the way, you're being targeted just because you're some arrogant yuppie making $100,000 a year, you know, who was taught that all of this is cute and funny. Just remember that when you're dying at 40 of breast cancer, or when your five-year-old dies of leukemia, and the kid down the street's dying, when 30 years ago in a medical ward, doctors would come from hundreds of miles around to see a kid with cancer. Now it's just everywhere. Now it's as common as the birds and the bees. And it's so horrific. It's so nightmarish, the average person can't deal with it. Now, listen, I'm already going off the deep end on this. Let me just go over the stacks of news I have here in front of me. Let me just go over the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 stacks. 12 stacks, all new from the last 2 days. One of these articles, I could talk about it for 2 hours. Like this one. How many years have I warned you about that? Because we've had top radiologists on the broadcast who were whistleblowers and gave up jobs making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to tell the truth about this. The New York Times, after stroke scans, patients face serious health risk. Their hair falls out and they get brain cancer. The radiation is so powerful that it is making the people's hair fall out. This is a big New York Times article. By the way, I read documents from the 1940s, and I cover it in my film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, where the U.S. government radiated 5,000-plus foster children to death in radiation chambers, claiming it was a medical exam, knowing full well what it was. Then our government paid Israel $3 billion over a decade from the late 1950s to the late 1960s, just Google the ringworm children, they would say, oh, we're sending your kid in to have a checkup for fungus. And then they would radiate them. Most of them died within a few months. In some of the other tests, they gave them lower amounts. They just got brain cancer. And Israel was paid by our government to irradiate in a eugenics operation poor Sephardic Jews. As part of the eugenics, this is what's in the documents, the Ashkenazi Jews were funded by the U.S. to carry out their own, for lack of a better term, Nazi operation, murdering Sephardic children. Now, I know it's anti-Semitic to say I'm against murdering Jewish children nowadays. I mean, you know, if you're Schwarzenegger and say you admire Hitler for Rolling Stone, you get awards from the ADL. But I want you to know that, well, it's in the Israeli newspapers how racist some of the groups are against the North African Jews and some of the Spanish Jews. The Muranos that come in. But again, here is the New York Times today radiating the American people en masse, and they claim it's an accident all over the country with these systems. It says, only later would Mr. Raines learn what had caused him so much physical and emotional grief. He had received a radiation overdose during a test for a stroke at a hospital in California. Other patients getting the procedure called CT brain perfusion scan were being overdosed, 37 of them just up the freeway from Providence St. Joseph Medical Center in Burbank, 269 more at renowned Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. And there's photos on screen of their hair falling out, the radiation so powerful. The overdoses, which began to emerge late last summer, these are not overdoses nationwide. Let me give you another one. Here is Infowars.com. But we were sent an email by a pilot saying everyone's being naked body scanned at El Paso. And then Kurt Nemo searched it and found that El Paso Times reported everyone's being scanned. And then if you search the term, 20 to 50 times the radiation that they first said it had, very close to a chest X-ray. You're only supposed to get a few of those in your life. And that especially airport workers are being forced through it every day. And mainstream news reports, top experts say it's going to give you genital, testicular cancer, anything on the outside especially, but doesn't matter. You're not going to look into it. You're just going to believe. By the way, these aren't naked body scanners. Sure, they record your naked body. They admit they save it. That's not what they're there for. They're a biometric 360 scanner that gets a biometric image, just like your thumbprint or your retina, of your entire body for passive cameras that look through your clothes on the streets and can identify you even if you're wearing a mask. By the way, I told you that a few years ago. Now it's Wired Magazine. The Pentagon admits it. Okay, we'll be back with more. Turns out kids are having seizures in masks. That's mainstream news from the flu shot. They're designed to do that, by the way. We'll be right back.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com. or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the said times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile, plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, yes.
We are back live, my friends. We have over 100 books in this office written by top scientists where they admit they're drugging the water supply to sterilize you, reduce fertility, and give you cancer. But here's one written by the White House science czar, John P. Holdren, Eco-Science. It's free online. You can read the text online at major universities. It's 1,000-plus pages long. Why don't you go scan through it for yourself? I mean, even mainstream news has reported on that, AP Reuters. Here it is. After stroke scans, patients face serious health risk. Cancer, their hair falling out. Turns out they're now trying to forcibly scan people all over the country. And I mentioned that mainstream news has reported now that the body scanners at the airports are 20 to 50 times stronger than what they had previously claimed. Here's the Mail Online. Airport body scanners could give you cancer, warns expert. Give me a document cam shot of that, guys. Airport body scanners could give you cancer, warns expert. Here's another one. Columbia University body scanners increase risk of skin cancer. And here's another one. Airport scanner radiation underestimated. It wasn't underestimated. They knew exactly what they were doing. And, oh, here is the Telegraph. Now, they call in England fits. They call convulsions fits, but later in the article they call it convulsions. And, of course, we've had top brain surgeons like Dr. Blaylock and others on to explain to you that the mercury and other chemicals cause violent convulsions because it causes an autoimmune response or swelling of the brain. And it's actually come out in court that many parents who are arrested, they get their 18-month-old, their third round of shots, and normally when it happens, they go into convulsions that night, wake up and can't ever talk again. They're, quote, autistic. No, they've been lobotomized chemically. And it's meant to just be an overall IQ reducer for everyone. But I mean, here it is, London Telegraph. Flu jab links to fits in under fives officials. Members of Parliament have told not to use a particular flu jab on 1,010 children under five after it was linked to tenfold increase in fits. It can be revealed doctors should stock alternative vaccines for under fives who are due to have the seasonal flu vaccine this winter. A letter from the head of the Immunization Department of Health said that's the shot in England with squalene in it. It really gets the autoimmune response going. The action is being taken at a rate of convulsions caused by high fever among children in Australia, given the jab was 10 times higher than normal. Convulsions. Remember, I told you a year ago during the flu hysteria that it was to make money and that it was a lie. And now the British Medical Journal admits that. We had Wolfgang Wudarg, the head of the EU Health Commission, on to say conclusively it was a fraud and the vaccine is dangerous. Conclusive. 47-nation board with top scientists. Conclusive. Oh, but they're getting ready for the flu season again, so you got to take all these shots. Squalene wasn't even approved and was in many of the vaccines. But let me explain that something key here. We literally have found hundreds of books and thousands of government documents, UN documents, State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 1996. The list goes on and on. I cover it in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. What is the endgame.com? The website has a full online bibliography documenting it all. I mean, where they brag how they're doing it. We just found another top professor of bioethics that they decide in the last 20 years they don't have Hippocratic oaths anymore in the West of doctors that do no harm. Now these bioethicists like Peter Singer and others say, no, just kill children, kill old people. The government should be able to decide, drug the water. Well, Oxford professor calls for mass drugging population through water supply. Phil, how do you pronounce this guy's name? I still can't remember how to pronounce it. Julian Savulescu? Okay, I got it right. I'm not good at pronouncing these names. And Aaron spent all weekend writing this article, Aaron Dykes, that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I suggest, and then we have links to government studies where they want to put lithium and Prozac in the water, and we have links to Fox News promoting lithium to be put in the water, and the Japanese government's looking at it. I mean, this is a long 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-page article with every line hyperlinks to government documents. I mean, don't just sit there and say Alex is a nut. You go read this, and this professor, well, here's the editor's note written by me at about 7 a.m. this morning. Everything documented in this detailed article correlates with the ongoing eugenics operation of the scientific dictatorship already underway. Humanity is under chemical, biological, and psychological attack. Please check out the research. It is essential. And share the information with everyone you know, Alex Jones. And then there's Aaron Dykes' article. In a 2008 paper titled Fluoride and the Future Population Level Cognitive Enhancement, that's their spin, bioethics professor Julian Savulescu claims that water fluoridation may be the key to future of humanity. He argues that fluoridation may not merely be about tooth decay, but the drive to be better. Oh, it's, remember that weird federal study that they had on CBS News where they said mercury containing drugs is actually good for your child's brain? In fact, cue it up. Mercury good for you, please. It's in the computer. People won't believe that. CBS News. Oh, the government says, you know, Journal of Pediatrics, that mercury's good for you. Drugging the population's water supply, he claims, is a form of enhancement that can pave the way for the future of mental abilities and other functions could be improved with drugs. I got news. They've had study after study, including AP 2 years ago, hundreds of major water supplies, the top 100-plus cities, you can pull it up, where they found levels of Prozac and birth control and other drugs many times higher than it could possibly be there from sewage runoff. I mean, even Scientific American reported last week that shrimp are becoming bold and swimming right up to crabs and fish and birds and being eaten, and they're testing their guts, and they're full of Prozac. That's how much Prozac's flooding out of the Mississippi from the cities that the shrimp are completely brain dead. And just, oh, I love tyranny. I'm not worried about a corrupt government. Fluoride's coming down the river that the humans drank. Prozac, oh, I'm a mindless zombie now. You think I'm joking? Just search the term shrimp committing suicide or shrimp becoming more bold. You'll get mainstream news. Now, listen to this. And they're just getting a little bit of what we're drinking. You understand that? Fluoridation is the tip of the enhancement iceberg. Science is progressing fast to develop safe and effective cognitive enhancers, drugs which will improve our mental abilities. This is from the report. This is the guy that advises doctors worldwide, one of the top bioethicists in the world. For years, people have used crude enhancers. A new generation of more effective enhancers is emerging, and it says I don't know this drug, M-O-D-A-F-E-N-I-L, Ritalin, Adderall, that's a Prozac, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, and others. And then he goes on and mentions a whole group of psychotropic drugs. But only highly safe and effective cognitive enhancers are developed, and they almost surely will be. The question will arise whether they should be added to water like fluoride or our cereals. And he goes on to say that the government needs to do this basically without people's permission. I mean, look, it's Oxford, top bioethicist. Go read it. I mean, imagine being Alex Jones and reading thousands of these and then testing the water and knowing it's there. And then you talk to the idiot public and they're like, I don't care. I don't care if the plastics that we're eating out of are going to sterilize me or give me cancer. I don't care if the GMO crops are going to give me cancer on record in all the major studies and sterilize me. I don't care if they're doing this, because I've been told by the television to only care about the Yankees and how they're doing in the baseball diamond.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Wow. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. Wow. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. Wow. The drain clog is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclogged bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain clog can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain clog. Order now at thedrainclog.com. That's the drain clog at thedrainclog.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
People don't like admitting that they don't have control over their lives. They don't like admitting that there's a scary global scientific dictatorship on record engineering the GMO crops to reduce fertility and cause serious degenerative diseases and cancer. I mean, just search BT corn studies show organ failure cancer in lab animals. You'll get hundreds of studies. I mean, look at this right here. AIM toothpaste, fluoride toothpaste for kids. They tell you on the back, if you swallow more than a dime size of this, call poison control. It's a cumulative poison. Causes serious brain damage, massive IQ reduction. I mean, all the major brands now, purified water with fluoride for babies. When the American Dental Association, for the last 3 years, has said, don't brush your kids' teeth with fluoride, it'll give you fluorosis. You don't believe me? Search the term. American Dental Association says don't brush children's teeth age under six with it. I mean, you think I'm playing games here? I'm not joking around about this. Do you think all these big companies and industries, year after year, would just let me get on air and say this if it wasn't true? When I get up here and say the monkeys that they fed aspartame to, that's in thousands and thousands of products, that the monkeys died or got cancer. I just put out a video Friday that's had 250-something thousand views. 250-something thousand views. And it got most of those the first day, and it was on the front page of YouTube, and you could see it was the number one video. It had the most views. Food, the ultimate secret exposed. It's highly produced, took 2 weeks to make it. It's free. Put it out there to warn people. Okay? Now, my crew and myself, we put this together, and they removed it completely from news and politics section being number one and put other videos on top of it. Just completely removed it that have 5,000, 10,000 views. In fact, I'm going to show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. You can go to YouTube yourself and click on news and politics. And they've got videos on there with 14,000 views, 10,000 views on top of my video. My video's not even there. So no one challenges the information. YouTube just removes it from their front page. You know, they claim that, oh, whatever's most popular is what goes on the front page. Baloney. Baloney. I've got videos that get over 1 million views a week. They're nowhere on there. Our search term, Food the Ultimate Secret, was the number one search term on Friday on Google. And it was only there for an hour and a half, and they removed it, and now the term is non-searchable at Google Trends. It didn't get replaced. It didn't move down. It didn't lose the pole position. It didn't lose the Super Bowl of InfoWar. It got removed. Removed. And I told you over a decade ago when Google first was founded that NQTEL at the CIA created it. And what do I have? Mainstream news. Wired magazine. What do they now admit on Thursday's publication? That it's a complete front of the CIA and can, quote, predict the future. In fact, people won't believe that. Just search the term Google coming out with software that can see the future. And whether that's true or not, they're claiming they have this power by tracking everything you do and being able to predict it. This is so amazing. And again, I'm hyperventilating. I wanted to get on air and calmly go over this, but how do you calmly discuss this? You know, I know if you're a new listener, you heard me say that the government came out a few years ago, and it was on newscasts all over the country, that, oh, independent studies find mercury's good for your child's brain. Mercury's a deadly heavy metal, the worst out there. But here is local CBS in Austin that took the national news piece and read off the teleprompter, the news package. Here it is telling you mercury is good for your child. Now, am I the conspiracy theorist saying mercury's bad for you? Everybody knows it's deadly. Or am I telling the truth here? You make up your own decision. I mean, who's kooky? Alex Jones or the media telling you mercury's good? Here it is.
Medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mathur.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Oh, there you go. But this, see, when they talk about enhancement, when this top bioethicist at Oxford comes out and says this will improve human behavior and cognitive enhancement, they mean it's going to make you a servile, drooling zombie who can't even have a cognitive thought in their head and will go along with this global government taking over. And for the globalist, world government's only the beginning. They state once it's in place, you will be exterminated. Right now, they're just slowing population growth and soft killing slowly and testing if we notice, testing if they come out and admit it, will they get in any trouble? This stuff's all out in the open. By the way, I did happen to find in my stack Thursday's Wired magazine. Here it is with Obama and Schmidt, the head of Google, on the front. Exclusive. Google, CIA invest in future of web monitoring. The investment arm of the CIA and Google are both backing a company that monitors the web in real time and says it uses the information to predict the future. And then we wrote our own articles detailing it. Google and CIA plow through millions into huge recorded future monitoring project. Infowars.com. Oh, here's some other news. Is your detergent tracking you? And it admits they're putting RFID in all these products to track you in your home. I've got another one on the internet here. Memo outlines Well, that's my amnesty story. I had an article here where they're admitting that all the major search engines and Facebook and the rest of them are spying on the American people without warrants. I'm getting my stacks mixed up here. Oh, I found them. I found them, thank God. Here's MSNBC. Details of 100 million Facebook users published online, users' personal information, cannot now be made private, security consultants say. So Facebook, what did he call his users? A bunch of dumb effers that trust him, and then he laughed at them. Here's the Wall Street Journal. Sites feed personal details to new tracking industry. Wall Street Journal. Here's another one. The web's new gold mine, Your Secrets. A journal investigation finds that one of the fastest growing businesses on the internet is the buying and the business of spying on consumers. First in a series. The issue is Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube. It's all come out and been admitted many years ago that they are not infiltrated by the CIA and the National Security Agency. They are. They were funded by it. Google was created by InQtel, a public operating group of the CIA. That's even in the Wired Magazine article, exclusive, Google CIA invests in future of web monitoring. They admit that. You're not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. You're not in Kansas anymore. Go read the bioethicist reports. In fact, cue up that Fox News clip where they're promoting lithium. Now, he's promoting that in your water. He's promoting things that do similar things into your water. Adderall, Ritalin, and a bunch of other hardcore antipsychotics and psychotropics. And I read the Japanese study they talked about on Fox. Japan is looking at putting lithium in the water to stop suicides, turning you into a zombie. I mean, they give lithium to people that are so psychopathic that they're chewing their fingers off like they're lollipops or something. Antipsychotics in the water. You guys have that piece queued up? Okay, let's go ahead and roll just a little bit of this. And the reporter gets it right. And the lady says, well, no, they're not talking about doing it. They're just looking at doing it. Here it is.
D32 now with only 2 weeks left of 2009. We're taking a look back at some of the most interesting healthcare discoveries of the past year. Joining us is Fox 9 medical expert Dr. Arkell Georgiou to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
First, the U.S. has been adding a fluoride to its public water supply for decades, and of course to prevent tooth decay. Well, now researchers from Japan are suggesting that we add lithium. So why is that?
Well, they're actually not suggesting it, but they're certainly looking into it. Lithium is a medication that in prescription doses treats mood disorders in people with bipolar disorder or manic
depressive illness. Oh, by the way, they already add lithium. Lithium's put in the Austin water supply. That's admitted.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I've only gone through about three stacks of my 12 stacks of news, and I haven't given the phone number out to take your calls. We always end up taking calls on the Sunday broadcast, but it is shorter. But I specifically, when I do open the phones up, which is what we're going to do in the next segment as we start the next hour, I want to hear from you about everything I've been talking about here. Now, you heard me say that major water supplies, like the city of Austin, have some lithium. Yeah, when you hear the word sodium fluoride, that is a catch-all term for between 150 to over 300, depending on what brand they buy. It's what they scrub out of the smokestacks of the coal power plants, the coal-powered furnace-driven plants, or it is the byproduct of the aluminum industry or fertilizer industry. And so when you hear the word fluoride, not only is sodium fluoride deadly in the amounts they're putting in the water over time as a cumulative poison, it's hundreds of other chemicals, mercury, lead, arsenic, lithium. It's all in your water. And that's what we cover in the special video that we have up on Infowars.com that YouTube's trying to censor from its front page, even though it's the top video of the weekend in news and politics. Would have probably been the overall number one if they wouldn't have done that, and that's why they blocked it. But it's still there. You just got to find it. Food, the ultimate secret exposed, because we show mainstream government documents and articles where they admit the fertilizer they spray on the crops is full of heavy metals like lead and mercury. And then the plants draw that out of the soil, and that's why most of the produce you eat now is full of poison. Oh, it's all there. It's all there bibliographed in the film. 15-minute film. Is your health worth it? You think you know what's in there? You need to find out. It's also posted in super high quality in one piece at prisonplanet.tv. And yes, I'm fired up. I'm angry. I'm focused. I'm not going along with this. And I understand what's happening. I'm not a dumb animal that can be poisoned and conditioned and brainwashed and dumbed down. I am smart enough to recognize what's happening when they state it in all these government textbooks. I mean, I just read to you the top Oxford bioethicist professor talking about forcibly drugging the water supply to make you behave yourself. This is really going on. The question is, do you have the mental strength to admit it to yourself and wake up to what's happening? Now, tying in to this, the average doctor, the average nurse, the average dentist, they're good people. They're compartmentalized. They're told what to do. They believe they're altruistic, so they don't see the big horizon. They have a limited perspective, you know, up close that they're able to see. But when you look at what government-run healthcare has meant in Europe, in England, and in Canada, as soon as they bring in, quote, free healthcare, they jack up taxes to pay for it, then they start cutting. And this isn't just me saying this. I remember when Tony Blair was still in office 4 or 5 years ago, watching him on C-SPAN and Prime Minister's Questions in the House of Commons. And people would get up during the questions, other members of Parliament, and they'd say, Prime Minister, this constituent was in the news waiting 18 months for a brain surgery. The type of cancer was 90%+ operable, meaning they could cure her, if you have the surgery within 3 months. But she waited 18 months and died. And Tony Blair stands up and says, yes, I'm fully aware of that case, and we're working to fix it and do everything we can. So more and more of the British GDP goes to the National Health Service as the care is lowered. Oh, yeah, they graduate lots of doctors in Cuba. But when you have a heart attack, they literally give you an aspirin. Or when you start going blind, they say, well, you're 65. You should be going blind. Here's a cane. That's what these bioethicist boards, that's who runs these death panels. And that's in the bill where these panels decide, through the HMOs and the insurance companies, government panels decide to lower the standard of care. And they say, oh, we're just getting rid of some useless test. Well, here it is. Axe falls on National Health Service. Here we are about 5 years after I saw that Tony Blair piece where they were just listing person after person. This person had a broken leg, waited 4 months to have it fixed. This person waited a year and a half to have surgery and died. On and on and on. Axe falls on National Health Service. NHS bosses have drawn up secret plans for sweeping cuts to services with restrictions on the most basic treatments for the sick and injured, like broken legs or cancer. No, you don't get the health care because the eugenicists, the bioethicists say that you need to just go home and die. Meanwhile, Goldman Sachs, that runs England and the United States, has stolen hundreds of billions of dollars. Chelsea Clinton goes and gets married to this Goldman Sachs guy who gives her a $1 million ring. It's $6 million in security. The airspace is closed. And here is a mafia family marrying their daughter off to this other mafia individual. That just shows how in your face these people are. There are $28 trillion stolen out of our economy alone in the last 2 years. That's admitted by Bloomberg. But we don't have money to pay for our veterans who have been injured. Remember Obama last year? I even had the head of the VFW on who was in the meeting with him. And Obama said, we want troops to have to buy their own insurance now. Most troops are going bankrupt in this economy. They can't even take care of their families. Bloomberg reported on Thursday, we covered this a lot here on air, that all of the top insurance companies are now not paying the insurance money to dead widows of servicemen. They're just keeping the money. See, I mean, the sky is the limit for this criminality. The sky is the limit. We're in a depression. I've got a whole stack right here in the financial news section where they admit we're now in a major depression. They lied and said we were out of the recession a year ago. This is a designed economic implosion. But listen, a quiet wedding, Chelsea, dream on, with 500 guests, 3.2 million pounds, that's about $6 million, bill, and even a flight ban above the venue that was never going to happen. And it goes on. The groom is one of 11 biological offspring of a pair of former Democratic House members. And it goes on to say that Goldman Sachs guy she married, his father, is serving 5 years in prison, federal prison, for a $10 million fraud scheme. Look at Bernie Madoff that swindled $100 million from people or more. He's founded the NASDAQ. These are criminals. The sky's the limit. And you look at who Goldman Sachs funds. They fund all the eugenics movements, all the carbon taxes. They are waging war against the real economy. They want to bankrupt you and then make you submit to government collectivization so they can transfer all your wealth to them. They want you to be poor as a political weapon so that you're so poor you can't organize against them. This is all stated. It makes me so sick to read about these people. Okay, continuing here. Continuing with key information. It is so absurd, it is so ridiculous that Mexico has some of the most draconian anti-immigrant laws in the world. They catch Guatemalans coming in. They put them between 6 months and 2 years in forced labor, outdoor camps. You can just search the term. Mexico admits they abuse immigrants. In fact, search that term. I mean, they, Americans that they catch down there, they beat up, they rob you, they run your credit score, they find out how much money your family's got, they demand hundreds of thousands of dollars. Everybody knows about this. Nobody's whining about that. And then Arizona simply says, if we pull you over for drunk driving or speeding and you don't have ID and you're an illegal alien, we're going to take you to jail. And the treacherous feds come and block that, and Obama tells Senator Kyle that he wants the crisis to get worse to force through amnesty, which is total legalization. Now, what happened over the weekend? Men run onto Citi Field with Mexican flags, chanting Mexico, Mexico, as part of a protest. Why do so many of these illegal aliens see themselves as being from Mexico? They don't want to be Americans. That's the big issue. Remember San Francisco? There were, six kids sent home. Four of them were Hispanic for wearing American flags. The illegal aliens that run the school are so upset by the American flag that the school sent them home. See, that's what we're talking about with globalization. These offshore banks teamed up with a third world collapsed nation with highly nationalistic people who lost wars with the United States, Mexico did, and that's how they protest, is taking over the field with Mexican flags. The country's going bankrupt. 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy, Bloomberg reports, as well as AP. And you've got illegal aliens running out onto the field with Mexican flags saying, if we don't say that this is Mexico and don't give them all this free welfare, that we're racist. And if you're not for government health care, you're racist. And if you don't turn your guns in, you're racist. America is already collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. We got to shut that border and protect ourselves and tell people, if you don't like the U.S. and you want to wave Mexican flags, get out of here and stop letting people intimidate us and make this a racial issue. It's a nationalistic issue. Nobody should be proud of Mexico. Nobody should want to turn this into Mexico. Can you imagine what a sick joke this is in everybody's face? It makes me want to throw up. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.